play safe.
I've got the virus which is known to cause AIDS. I shared needles with people, which is probably how I got hepatitis, and almost certainly how I got this. I wasn't actually a disgustingly filthy needle addict, do you know? I mean, I always washed out the works and the needle, you know, I always thought they were clean. The amount of blood that must have been in the syringe that eventually infected me must have been microscopic.
For drug users, if you can't stop injecting, for heaven's sake, don't share the needles and syringes, because you may infect someone else, and someone else may infect you.
Play safe.
When I was actually found to be positive, it was awful. It was, I just went like to a normal outpatient's clinic in a hospital, and I was on my own, and I just went in, and they just said, oh, it's positive. After that, I went home and told my parents. They were pretty horrified. The initial reaction, I suppose, is that they want to kill my boyfriend and all this sort of thing. I never really felt bitter towards him or anything, because, I mean, he had no idea of what he was doing. You know, I loved him, and I'm convinced that he loved me too. It was just a very tragic thing.
The message is quite simple. If you don't know your sexual partner, and you don't know your sexual partner's background, whether you be homosexual, heterosexual, or whatever, you insist that you or your partner uses a sheath. And that's the way that we're going to try and prevent this virus from spreading. So the message is quite easy. The days of barrier contraception really have got to come back.
Play safe. AIDS and you. A special report from Janice Long.
Tonight we talk to the experts on AIDS, to people like Terry and Joanne, who are infected by the virus, to their parents and friends, and to the doctors and counsellors who work with those who have AIDS. So, what is AIDS? How will it spread? And most important, how can you protect yourself and those you care most about? This is John Dawson from the British Medical Association.
People talk about AIDS as though it's the Black Death, but of course it isn't, because the Black Death was actually spread in part by people sneezing on each other, by the aerosol transmission of the infection from one person to another. That doesn't happen with AIDS. You only get AIDS from doing things which involve intimate contact. Just walking around and being with people is no risk.
The person I live with isn't antibody positive. They actually have AIDS. I do kiss him, put my arms around him, and I certainly drink out of the same cups, use the same toilet and washing facilities. I mean, it's something that doesn't even cross my mind anymore.
You don't get AIDS by being in a tube train with somebody. You don't get AIDS by being in a crowd in a pub. You get AIDS by choosing to do things with people which will put you at risk of getting the virus.
I haven't got the virus. I certainly haven't got AIDS. And when I actually moved in with the person that I am living with, I knew beforehand what it might entail. I wasn't at all put off by the fact that he had AIDS. I knew that he was in good health. And I knew that I couldn't get either the virus or AIDS from him. I just thought that it would be good for him to have someone there all the time. And I was glad that whenever I kiss him and put my arms around him, which I do whenever the opportunity arises, I'm glad that I'm not afraid. I'm glad that I'm not ignorant about it, and that however small it may seem, is something that I can do for him.